Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk, relatable stories, and practical tools to help you conquer those dark days and reclaim your joy. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super important today. Navigating grief and loss during depression recovery. Ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of sadness, compounded by the weight of past losses? You know that feeling when the world feels heavy and every little thing just amplifies the ache in your heart? That's what we're tackling head-on today. Because let's be real, depression can make grief feel like an unyielding beast, making it even harder to heal and move forward. But here's the thing. You're stronger than you think, and you absolutely deserve to find peace and joy again. So, buckle up, because we're unpacking 5 key takeaways that will equip you with practical strategies and fresh perspectives on navigating this challenging terrain. First things first, acknowledging your grief is paramount. It's not about pretending it doesn't exist or trying to power through it. It's about honoring the pain and allowing ourselves to feel it fully. Bottling up your emotions only amplifies the pressure cooker effect of depression. Remember, you're allowed to grieve even if others haven't experienced a similar loss. Your feelings are valid, no matter what anyone else says. Second, be kind to yourself. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Healing takes time, and there will be days when the pain feels overwhelming. Don't beat yourself up for having difficult moments, it's part of the process. Instead, practice self-compassion by treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Third, find healthy outlets for your emotions. This could be journaling, painting, dancing, listening to music, or anything that allows you to express yourself authentically. Bottling up those feelings can lead to more intense emotional outbursts later on. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your self-care routine. Fourth, reach out for support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional help from a therapist specializing in grief counseling. Sharing your story with someone who understands can be incredibly healing and empowering. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's strength. Finally, focus on the things that bring you joy. This might seem challenging when you're dealing with grief, but even small moments of happiness can make a difference. Engage in activities that spark your passions, spend time with loved ones, or simply savor the beauty of nature. Gradually, those moments of light will help illuminate your path forward. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Zara, a young woman who lost her beloved grandmother a few months ago. She's struggling with depression and finds herself constantly replaying memories, feeling overwhelmed by sadness. She isolates herself, avoiding social interactions and activities she once enjoyed. Sounds familiar, right? Zara feels like she's stuck in a rut, unable to escape the grip of grief. But then she decides to try something new. Joining a support group for people dealing with loss. Sharing her story with others who understand her pain brings a sense of comfort and validation. She realizes she's not alone, and that feeling of connection starts to chip away at the isolating darkness she's been experiencing. Sarah also starts practicing self-compassion. Instead of berating herself for having difficult days, she acknowledges her feelings and allows herself to grieve without judgment. She finds solace in journaling, pouring her emotions onto paper, and discovers a new passion for photography, capturing moments of beauty that inspire her. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to heal, finding strength within herself and rediscovering the joy in life. Remember, beautiful souls, you are not alone on this journey. Take those first steps towards healing, acknowledge your grief, be kind to yourself, seek support, find healthy outlets for your emotions, and focus on the things that bring you joy. Let's keep this conversation going. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or send me a message directly. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. It truly helps other people find their way to our podcast. Until next time, remember, you are strong, you are capable, and you deserve to thrive.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.